We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Yud. We said that this halacha is based on chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, which is a very, very important chapter for a number of reasons. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us three additional pieces that he's attaching to everything we've spoken about so far. And it's a little bit easier, I believe, than what we've had recently. V'zeh b'chinas tfila b'tzibur. Based on this chapter in Likutei Moran, and based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand better the concept of tfila b'tzibur. She'ikr ha'tfila hu b'tzibur dafka. The main tfila and the real effectiveness of tfila is when a person davens with a minyan. It's brought that the word tzibur is tzadikim, beinonim, urishoim. Combination representing all the different parts of Klal Yisrael. Why is it so important? Ki ein tzibur poches miyud. Because the Gemara tells us that a tzibur is a minimum of 10 people. Ukisheyesh yud, oz meir oyer hanekuda akdoisha, shi b'chinas yud, kamoshikos v'sham. And when you have 10 people, then you have that yud that we're speaking about here the whole time. We're talking about a unit of kedusha that's called a nekuda, and we said a nekuda is synonymous with the yud, and that's what's really beaming out this light. So in order to be able to receive it, if you have 10, if you have a yud, you have the right keli to be able to receive this light. V'al kein oz oimrim kedusha, and this is why. What changes when you have 10? What can you do with 10 that you can't do with 8? That you can say Kedusha. You can say Nagdishoch, Venaritzoch, Nekadesh. You can say Kaddish. Ki ein dover shebigdusha mi poches miyud. Because the Gemara says, anything of Kedusha, you can't have it with less than 10. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this fits in perfectly with that chapter on Likutei Moran, ki hanekuda nikras kodesh, kemo shekos v'sham al posuk v'goy kodesh. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter on Likutei Moran, the whole chapter is based on this concept of this nikuda, the malupum, the vav and the yud, the vav and the dat. And the dat is the nikuda, and the nikuda is a yud. So he's saying, and that's Kedusha. He brings the apostle, Atam Tilim Amleches Koyanim Vegoi Kodosh. He shows the relationship between the Tzaddik and Klal Yisrael, that the Tzaddik is the Nekuda, the Dat, Klal Yisrael is the Vov. And he shows many other things like that. Vehu Bechinas Yud. V'alkein Ein Dovor Shebigdusha B'poches Miyud. And that's why the Gemara says and the Halacha says that there's no Dovor Shebigdusha less than Yud, because the Kedusha itself is coming from this place. It's coming from a place called Yud. It's coming from that Nekuda. We mentioned in the past that the Tikkuni Zohar says, why is it that a minyan, the Gemara says, Akol Be'asora Shchinta Sharia, that on any gathering of 10 people, the Shekhinah is present. And again, the Shekhinah means the holiness of Hashem, the Holy Spirit of Hashem. So the Tikkuni Zohar brings a remez that if you'll take the numbers from 1 to 10, each one to its power, 1 times 1, 2 times 2, each one times itself. The first person is the first person. The second person is not the same as the first person. He's number two. He has increased the Kedusha. The third person is also not the same. The third person is a 9. The fourth person is a 16. Each one to its own power. You take the numbers from 1 to 10, it adds up to 385, which is the word Shekhinah. Shekhinah, the Spirit of Hashem. So that when you have 10 people together, you have a vessel in which the Shekhinah can put its light, its holiness, this Kedusha we're talking about here. And now, he says, now we know that the term Kodosh, when we use it in Tefillah, we say it 3 times. Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. V'zeo b'chinas gimel kedushois, Kodosh, 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 b'chinas gimel hanekudos anal. This corresponds to the 3 nekudos that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in the chapter on Likutei Moran over there, that each one of them is called Kodosh, the Tzaddik, that which the person receives from Klal Yisrael, and the person's own Nekuda. Each one of them is a unit of Kodosh. V'zeh b'chinas chazoras hatfilo al yedei ha-shliach tzibur. Now you'll understand also the format. When we have a tzibur, how do we conduct the tefillah, the main part, the Shmon Esrei? The person first says it privately, himself, quietly, and then the shliach tzibur reviews it, he repeats it. Ki ha-shliach tzibur hu bebechinas tzadik hador. The one who is the shliach tzibur of the synagogue, he represents the tzadik, he symbolizes the tzadik. Shehu kolul mikol hatzibur, because the tzaddik, we said, like Moshe Rabbeinu, is a composite of all of Klal Yisrael. The shliach tzibur is representing everybody. He's a shliach of the tzibur. He's representing everybody there. That's why the halacha is so particular about saying that he can't be a person who has any problem with anybody in the shul. Because if in his mind, if there's 300 people there and he says 299 of them I like, that guy, I don't like his nose. I don't want to have anything to do with him. That person can't be a shliach tzibur. He has to represent everybody. He has to make sure he drops any negative feelings towards anybody there so that he can be the klolius, he can be a composite of the good of everybody there. V'hu bebechinas nekuda haklolis. Shekol hanekudo is mekabla menu. He represents that total kedusha where all the others are receiving from him. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Likutei Moran, chapter 282, Torah Resh Pei Beis, shehashliach tzibur kolul mikol hanekudo is toivois sheyesh bechol tzibur. That the one who is the chazan, the one who's leading the tefillah, he's a composite of all the good. He's gathering up all the good of every single person and making a bouquet out of it, like a beautiful bouquet, and presenting that to Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, mitchilo mispalalim balachash kol echad b'fnei atzmoi. Step one is that each and every person says the tefillah quietly to himself. So that at that point in time, each person is receiving from himself. By speaking the words, those words are going back into the person's ears and heart, and he is receiving from his own nekuda, from his own kedusha. And as a result of the fact that he's in a room with another 9 people or 90 people or whatever it is, each one of them is bouncing off the other one. Each one is connecting with everybody else there and giving and receiving to everyone there. As it says, umekablin dein min dein, they're receiving from each other. V'kulam ke'echod, mekablin mebechinas nekuda haklolis, and the whole gathering there is receiving from the total nekuda, dahainu chazoras hatfila. When the shliach tzibur repeats the Shmon Esrei now, repeats the tefillah, al yedei shliach tzibur shu bechinas nekuda haklolis, through the chazan who represents everybody there. He's the total picture. Like we said, Moshe Rabbeinu is considered like all of Klal Yisrael. He's considered like a rabbim. The chazan also is considered a composite of everybody. V'alkein choizer hatfila, and that's why the chazan repeats the whole Shmoin Esrei, kedei sheyoyer lekol hanekudos. Because the chazan now, who's representing the tzaddik, he has to shine into each individual, and he has to shine into everybody in that room as a group. Because the total nekuda, the one that's the tzaddik, he has to shine into all the different nekudos, and all of them need to receive from that nekuda hakloli. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, Vazai b'chazoras hatfila, Oimrim Kedusha. And that's why it's only when the Chazan is repeating the Shmon Esrei that we say Kedusha, we recite the Kedusha. Gimel Pamim, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Dahainu Klolius Kola Gimel Nekudos. Because that's when we're bringing it all together. When we davened our own private Shmon Esrei, that was one of the Nekudos in action. the nekuda of the individual person. The fact that we were in the room with everybody else and all of them were also davening, so our nekuda was also receiving from them. It was a back and when the chazan repeats the tefillah, when he repeats it, he's bringing all three, he's adding himself. He's the roish, he's the leader. He's bringing all three nekudas together. By his repeating the Shemoneh Esrei and him being mashpia, he's being mashpia on all three levels. That's why at that point we can say kadosh, 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 that we're turning on all three lights at that point. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on one of the most delicate, difficult topics in Judaism, in Yiddishkeit. And he's going to include that. He's going to attach that to this whole discussion, show how it's related to what we've been learning till now. V'zehu b'chinas isur hechomur shel hoitzoas zera levatolach hazashom. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, and based on what we've been learning here, we're going to understand the severe, severe isur of a Jew, chas v'shalom, wasting seed. Related to what we wrote about earlier, shehanekuda hashoyre etzel habris sholoim hi kvua bigdusha tomid ve'eino yoytze l'chutz. We mentioned in the previous shir that the nekuda, this holiness that we're speaking about here, which originated from chesed, and when those vessels burst, it dropped down into Yesoid, into Bris, and it's found there. We said that over there, in that midah of Yesoid, it's in park. It's not going anywhere. It's immobile. It can't go. It must hold its ground just like Shabbos. Shabbos is kviya v'kaima. Shabbos is fixed. It's always on the seventh day. It's a holiness that's immobile. It doesn't move around at all. It's fixed. It always remains in that place, kviya v'kaima. So too, this nekuda that we're speaking about here, this holiness that's found in the bris, in the sphere of Yesoid, which dropped down, is something that's kviya. It's established and does not go outside. We said if it ever wants to bring its light to any outside places, it can only do it via the Malchus. The Malchus, which represents the Shekhinah, the Malchus can go down into places of Tumah, etc. So via the Malchus, the Yesoid can give to other places. But other than that, the Yesoid must be fixed in its place. The gam, and in addition, number one, it doesn't go out, and number two, the gam eino meira lamato. This midah of Yesoid does not shine its light down below to the lower levels into the places of tumor or anything like that. Ki im al yedei bechinas malchus per. Only the only way that it broadcasts, the only way that its light is distributed, is via the malchus, which is represented by the mouth. As we spoke about earlier, we mentioned the pasuk pi yedaber chochmos, that the peh gives forth that light, that special light, that chochma here. V'alkein, and therefore, for this reason, hatipo hakedosha sheyotzeis min hayesoid, the holy droplet that comes forth from yesoid, from the bris, Shehi bechinas oyer hanekuda kedosha kanal, that is tied in exactly to what Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about there in Likutei Moran, the light of the nekuda that's found by the bris, osur lohitzia lechutz, it is strictly forbidden to send that outside to any outside places. Kiim al yedei bechinas malchus, the yesoid is only allowed to be mashpia into the malchus. What is the malchus? Dahainu bas zugoi, the person's mate, the person's soulmate. A person's wife, she is the malchus in the relationship. She represents the Shekhinah. The Gemara says when a woman lights candles on Erev Shabbos, that's what brings the Shekhinah into the house. She represents the Shekhinah. Ve'oz nase mizeh tikun godol. And when the man, when the Yesoid is mashpia into the Malchus, then it accomplishes a major, major tikkun. Dahainu, tikkun hashvirois. It fixes, it repairs all of those broken vessels, the breakage that took place when Hashem created the world. That gets... Listen to these next words. Ki kol hazivugim hakdoshim levarer ulesakein bechinas hakelim hanishborim kemuva. Because it's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah that all zivugim, any time that there's a mating between a husband and wife, bigdusha, it plays a role in repairing the broken vessels. V'alkein, and therefore, for this reason, you can understand why also the Torah says that the very religious people, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Tzadikim, Iker HaZivug B'Shabbos. The main time, the most important time for a husband and wife to be together, Bigdusha, is on Shabbos. Why? She'oz Me'ira HaNekuda Kanal. Because Shabbos is the time when this Nekuda is really shining brightly, when the Yisoid has this light of Kedusha. Therefore, that's the most opportune time for a husband and wife to be together to produce holiness, to produce a child that is big, that is Kodosh, etc., etc. Okay. Avol kishechas v'sholom moitzi hatipo levatolo chas v'sholom. But if a Jew chas v'sholom releases seed in a wasteful manner, he's not mashpia into the malchus, into his own wife, but rather the seed gets wasted. Nimtza shechas v'sholom mamshich oyer hanekuda shebiyesoid lechutz. Then he's taking this light of this nekuda that's found in yesoid, and he's sending it outside. Ukeilu machriv esoilam. And therefore, the Gemara says it's as if he's destroying the world. Shenoisein lohem yenika chas v'sholom mibechinas oyer hanekuda biatzmo shenimsheches l'chutz. Because he's giving the other side, he's giving the tuma the ability to grab onto that, to draw from that, to draw from this oyer hanekuda, which he sent outside. He sent it outside the domain of Kedusha. Vehu mechadesh shviras kelim, kemuva bekisvi Arizal. The Arizal says, just like zivug of Kedusha repairs kelim, when a person has this type of emission, chas v'sholem, then it reenacts shviras kelim. It reenacts the breakage that took place when Hashem created the world. This person causes that to be repeated, chas v'sholem. Ki loy dai she'enoy mesaken hakelim hanishborim al yedei or hanekuda kedusha, because not only is this person not repairing the broken vessels through this light, through this holy light, kiim adaraba, but rather just the opposite. Shechoizer umamshich or hanekuda lechutz. He's once again taking a light that was supposed to be contained within certain vessels, and he's sending it outside the vessels. He's having it go outside. V'choizrim hakelim lehishtaber. And therefore he's causing the vessels to be broken again. Me'achar she'ein kelim lekabel hoer. Because he's sending out a light that has no vessels in which for it to be received. V'alkein omru. And therefore the Gemara says, shehu ke'ilu oiker mazoloi chas v'shon. That a person does this, he's uprooting his mazel. He's uprooting his connection to Hashem, chas v'sholom. Ki chas v'sholom oiker hanekuda. Because what he's uprooting is this nekuda, this special light that we're talking about here, that's found, that's gathered in Yesoi, this light that originated from Chesed. And because those kelim were broke, shattered, the light dropped down to Yesoi, now he's destroying that. Shehi Iker Shoiresh Chiyusoi, which is the main source of the person's spiritual life. Our main kesher to Hashem is via the Yesoid. V'alkein Yesoid means foundation. That's the foundation. The whole building is built on that. V'alkein Omru, and this is why this is the one sin. This is actually, there are two sins in the Torah about which it says a person can't do tshuva. One is suicide. If a person commits suicide, they take their own life, chas v'shalom, then they can't do tshuva because they're not around anymore. They're not around to do tshuva. That's one case. And the only other case where that terminology is used, the tshuva does not help, the tshuva does not help for this sin, because he can't return. He doesn't have where to return to. Where should he return to? He destroyed his foundation. He destroyed his source. The source from which he's supposed to receive from, he destroyed chas v'shalom. Ki kol zman shenishara hanekuda kayemes, because as long as that source, as long as that nekuda, the source from which we're receiving our light, as long as that's still around, moyel tshuva, person can do tshuva and reconnect to his source. Aval ze shepogam b'hanekuda biatzma, but a person who destroys that, he messes that up. Ukeilu oiker nekudosa chas v'shalom. The Gemara says it's as if he uprooted his nekuda. It's as if he pulled up the foundation. He destroyed the foundation. Lehechon yoshuv. Where should he return to? Avol. However, be'emes. The truth is, and the fact is, that even though the Zohar HaKadosh says that for this sin there is no tshuva, there are many, many tzaddikim, the Shiloh HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Zal, and other great tzaddikim, who write, Rabbeinu Zal said, nobody knows what that means. Nobody knows what the Zohar HaKadosh means there. I know what it means, and I'm telling you there is tshuva. This is what Rabbeinu Zal writes. The Shiloh HaKadosh writes the same thing. The Shiloh HaKadosh says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal had to write that. In other words, a person who commits this sin has to see a big sign up that says, you are not welcome. Keep out. And that's part of his tshuva. Part of his tshuva is to pass that test. To see a sign that says his name on it, and it says unwelcome, and he has to say, tough. Tough, I'm coming anyway. Just like the Gemara says about Acher, that there was a rabbi, there were four great tzaddikim that went up to the Pardes, that went up to a very high level of Kiddusha, and they weren't, all four of them didn't have the same preparation, so one of them was completely successful. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, was nichnas v'yotza b'sholim. He entered and left in peace, b'shlemus. He was a complete success. His aliyah was a complete success. The two of the others, the Gemara says, their mind was affected in a way that one of them, his soul couldn't let go. Lahavdil, like a person grabs onto a live electric wire and he can't let go. He couldn't let go. He tasted such a high light that he couldn't let go of it. The other one, the Gemara says, so he died. He passed away, meaning he couldn't come back down. The third one, the Gemara says, his mind was affected that again, he had tasted so high level of light and he couldn't bring it back down, so he couldn't put it into words. He would talk and people didn't understand what he was saying. They thought he lost his mind because he didn't have the ability to bring that light into a tzimtzum, to take that nekuda and bring it out through the peh in a manner that people could understand. And the fourth one, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, the Gemara says he became an apikoiris. He lost it completely. He saw something there that confused him, that made him think as if there's two. There isn't one Hashem, there's two, and he became an apikoris. The Gemara says from that point on, he's called Acher, the other one. We don't mention his name even. So the Gemara says that Acher had a Talmud, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was a student of Acher. Imagine how great a rabbi this Acher was, what a level he was, that Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, all the Mishnayos in Shas, where it doesn't mention a name, it doesn't mention an author, it's Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, one time Rabbi Meir was walking with his Rebbe, with Acher, and he said to him, Rebbe, please come back. It was on Shabbos, they were at the Tchum, and Acher was about to just keep going, and Rabbi Meir said to him, come back, you know. So he said, I can't. He said, what do you mean can't? There's no such thing. He said, yes, there is. I heard a voice from heaven that said, Shuvu bonim shayvavim, all bad boys, all shababnikas can return chutz miacher, except for Acher. The Gemara says that was the end of the discussion. Reb Meir couldn't say anything. So Tosfos asks over there, He had a good position. What should he have done? Tosfos says he shouldn't have listened. He should have known that when Hashem says, get out, you don't leave. What you do is you don't leave. And there's a famous drasha that's brought. The Gemara says about a guest. When a guest comes to somebody's house, when you're a guest in somebody's house, you're obligated to do whatever he says. Whatever the boss says, you have to listen. It says, kol ma shebalabayis omer, you have to listen. Chutz mitzei, except if he tells you to get out. You invited me for lunch. I ain't leaving till lunch is over. What do you mean? You invited me. You can't throw me. You can't change your mind in middle. So one of the rabbis writes, who's the balabais of the world? The balabais is Hashem. Hashem is the balabais. We are all guests in Hashem's home. Anything Hashem says, you're supposed to listen to. You have to listen to. Chutz mitzei. Except if you ever hear Hashem saying, get out, don't listen. That you're not supposed to listen to. That's the exception. If a person ever feels any kind of rejection from Hashem, that the halacha says, don't listen. You're not supposed to listen. So here Rav Nosson Zal writes, Aval be'emes, the truth is, the fact is, afal piken, that even though it says that, ein dovor she'oimed b'fnei ha'tshuva, there is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. Ukemuva bekol hasforim, as is brought in all the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, she'afal piken, that even though it says that, im yaseh tshuva, if the person will do a real tshuva, yischaper loy bevadai, he will definitely be forgiven. There's a story, where do we see this? It's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there was a Jew who was the ultimate in this sin. There was a Jew who, wherever he heard that there was an illicit woman, whatever the price was, he would save up enough money to go to make sure he connected. So the Gemara says one time he heard that there's a woman that he had to cross seven rivers to go there and everything. He said, I'm in, I'm interested. And he went and he traveled and he went all the way there. And the Gemara says when he came there and he was about to commit this sin with this woman, she looked at him and she said to him, you know, you're like, she saw that he was a Jew. So she said to him, you're like the breath that comes out of my mouth. Just like the breath that leaves a person's mouth, once it goes, it doesn't come back. You have left and you can never go back. You know, you've left your people to such a point you could never go back. This is what she said to him. The Gemara says he heard this statement from such a woman, he got dressed and he left. And he went into a forest. He went into a forest and he started thinking. He started really thinking. And the Gemara says he started thinking, what do I do now? I am so filthy. You know, hearing it coming from her, this penetrated so deep. This broke through everything. He said, obviously I can't pray for myself. So he called out to the mountains, please pray for me. So the Gemara says, a baskoil, a voice from heaven came representing the mountains, said, you don't have anything to do with you. We'll pray for ourselves. Why should we pray for you? And he tried a few different things, calling out to this one. Each time a voice from heaven came out saying, you, nothing to do with you. So the Gemara says, he said, I get it. Nobody, this is something that nobody can do for me. I have to do this for myself. The Gemara says he bent over, he put his head between his legs, and he started crying. And he cried until his neshama left him, his soul left him. And the Gemara says as soon as that happened, he passed out completely. The Gemara says, a baskoil came out from heaven and announced, Ashrecha Rebbe Elozar ben Durdaya, fortunate are you, Rabbi Elozar ben Durdaya, that your soul is entering into Gan Eden. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, the chief rabbi of Klal Yisrael, was giving a shir to his Talmidim at the time. He started crying, and he closed the sefer, and he said, I have only one thing to say now. Yesh koina oilamoi b'sho achas. It's possible for a Jew to acquire paradise, to acquire Olam Haba, in 1 hour, in one act. A person can do one thing in his life right, and he can acquire Olam Haba. And he said, not only that, But they called him Rabbi. You know what that means? That in Shemaim they called him Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya. This is what he said. So here we see the Gemara giving us an example of a person who went so far as a person could go in Pigam HaBris, and it was possible to do tshuva. It was possible to do. And again, this isn't a license for anybody to try it, to chas v'shalom, because a person doesn't know. Person doesn't know if he's going to live to do tshuva. There's a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Yuma where the Mishnah says, "Ha'oimer echtev oshuv," that if a person says, "I'll sin and I'll do tshuva," I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. The Gemara says, "Ein maspikim biyodoy lasis tshuva." Hashem doesn't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. If he's making fun, if he's playing with Hashem, you know, we'll play ping pong. I'll sin, do tshuva. He'll play Russian roulette. He'll keep pulling the trigger, figuring he can always correct it. Then the Gemara says that they won't give him the opportunity, chas v'shalom. That's what the Mishnah says. Reb Nelson Zal writes that on one hand, that's true. A person who says such a thing deserves a lot of pech. He deserves to really get whipped, to really get deep fried. But Reb Nelson Zal says there's another interpretation of that Mishnah also. That Ho'imar Echtev Oshev Et Oshev Ein Maspikim. There is no doubt that Biyodoy Laso is Tshuva. There is no doubt that it's within his ability to do Tshuva. How? Again, he will feel rejection from Hashem. Hashem's going to punch him and slap him. He has to say, "I'm not leaving. No matter what, I'm not leaving." He has to keep coming back again and again. And if he shows that, he'll be zeicher to tshuva. Just like the Gemara gives so many different examples of this. So here, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ukemuva b'chol asforim shafal pikein im yase tshuva yischaper loy bevadai." If the person will do real tshuva, the sin will definitely be forgiven. Ach. However, ikra tshuva soy hurak al yedei tzadik hador. That the main tshuva for such a person is dependent on the tzadik of the generation. Shehu bechinas nekuda haklolius. He represents the holiness of all of Klal Yisrael combined. Shemisho mekablim kol hanekudos, from which all the individuals receive. Vizeh, and this individual who committed this sin, me'achar shepogam benekuda shelo biatzmo, because he messed up his own nekuda, his own source, alkein muchrach lekabel oir hanekuda mechodosh. He has to receive a new source. He has to receive a new oir hanekuda. Vezeh yefsher kiim al yedei tzadik hador. For that, he has to come on to the tzadik of the generation, shehu shoyresh kol hanekudos. He is the shoyresh of all the holiness. The Sforim bring many times that the tzaddik is called the Shoyresh Neshamos Yisrael. He's the root of the neshamas of all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when a person messes up his neshama in such a way, mamish, that the neshama isn't giving off any light at all anymore, the tzaddik has the ability to replace it or to give him a new one. To say, here's a new one. Starting fresh. The Gemara says, Gershon is Gaya. That when a person converts, he's like a newborn baby. Rav Nosson Zal brings also, a bal tshuva is a concept of koton shenoylad. It's like a child, a newborn child, a whole new beginning. Kishom v'alkein yesh loy koyach lohoyer loy hanekudah mechodosh. And because the tzaddik is the shoyrish of all the nekudos, therefore the tzaddik has the ability to give that person a new nekuda, a new light of nekuda, kishom shoyresh kulam, because by him is found, he is the source from which all of these nekudos are receiving from. V'chein muvan bedivrei Rabbeinu b'maimar b'chatzoitzrois, and so too Rabbeinu Zal presents this in the chapter in Likutei Moran, the fifth chapter of Likutei Moran, al posuk oizen shoymas toichachas chaim. Bekerev Chachomim Tolon. He says that when a person hears conflict, he hears machloikis among tzaddikim, he has to know that that's being done for him. That's a show that's being put on for him to push him away. There are certain people that when they see something tzaddikim are doing that they don't understand, they say, okay, I'm out. So I don't want to have anything to do with them. But the person doesn't realize that his whole future, his whole Hatzlacha is dependent on them. And that's why he's being given this test. The Yetzer is playing with him to test him, to show him something, to see if he's going to take the bait. If he's looking for an excuse to walk away, the Yetzer will give him a perfect excuse. He'll come and he'll see what he needs to see. There's a story, one of the most important students of the Baal Shem Tov, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, was the rabbi. He was a major, major goyin, Talmud Chacham, before he met the Baal Shem Tov. He was a rabbi in a few cities, and there were a few times that things came up that people said to him, why don't you go check out the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov? And he said, what for? Not interested. This went on a few times in his life. And then once, at one point, something happened very, very serious. And I don't know whether it was his wife or friends, somebody told him, why don't you go see? Maybe that's a place that you can get a Yeshua. So he said, okay, he's going. He travels, he comes there to where the Baal Shem Tov is, and he tries to get in, can't get in. And it happens once, a few different circumstances, sees the Baal Shem Tov, he doesn't want to talk, he's not interested, pushing him away. Then he says that the Talmidim there were getting together to daven Maariv. So he figured he'll daven with them. So he sat down, he started davening Maariv, and he said he started saying the Shema, and suddenly he burst into tears, an explosion of tears when he was saying the Shema. And he writes, and I knew that this wasn't me. I understood that this is coming, there's something very, very big here that brought out that kind of explosion in me. So he said, it was then that I resolved, there's nothing in the world he can do to chase me away. I'm here now. I'm here. I ain't leaving, no matter what. And sure enough, shortly after that, he got into the Baal Shem Tov and he came close to him. And he was the one who actually wrote his teachings, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you know, the Sefer that quotes many things he was mekabel from him. But we see that part of his test was this rejection. The same thing happened by the Arizal. The Arizal was in Tzfas, he was in Egypt, he was raised in Egypt. At one point he became a Yoslim, he became an orphan, and his mother moved to Egypt where she had a brother living there at the time who was able to support them, and he spent time there right near the Nile River. And that was where he spent days and nights learning and everything. And at one point he got a message that it's time for him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he went to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Tzfas. And he was told that there's a certain individual in the world who, when he meets him, that's going to be the one that's going to ensure that all of his teachings are going to be written down and remain forever. The writings of the Arizal. Who was this? Reb Chaim Vitalzal, who was in Syria at the time, I think, Damascus, if I'm not mistaken. So there were messages sent, heavenly messages sent to Reb Chaim Vital, that he has to go to Tzfas to meet who he has to meet. He kept ignoring it. He ignored first message, second message, dreams, differently, kept ignoring it. He was very happy where he was until he got some kind of message that he couldn't ignore anymore. And then he came to Tzfas, he traveled there. And when he came to the Arizal also was doiche him. There were a few things that he asked the Arizal, he explained, and he told him something. He said, this I can't tell you, I'm sorry. And it says he left, he went back to his hotel where he was staying. And he sat down on the ground and he started crying and crying, mamish, because he realized that something's wrong. You know, at first he saw the Arizal open the door for him, that he was able to, you know, get tremendous, tremendous thing. And then suddenly the door slammed in his face and he's told it's closed. So he cried for a few hours, really, really. Then he came back to the Arizal and the Arizal says, I fulfilled what the Gemara says, smoil deichi yamin makariv. Because of the fact that you procrastinated, you delayed, I had to push you away. I had to give you this Israchus. But once, because you broke through it, because you didn't use it as an excuse to leave, you stayed and you came back, now all the doors will be open for you. And he ended up teaching him, you know, everything. She'ikar tikin inyan zeh hualidei tzadik hador ayin shom. Rabbein Azal writes over there in Torah in Likud Imran that the main tikun, especially of this item, tikin abris, is dependent on the tzadik hador. They're the ones who are in a position to help a person who messed up in this area to be able to repair. Now, vehine me'achar shemin hadin ein mo'eloi tshuva. Since the basic statement in the Torah says that this person can't do tshuva. V'af al pikein יש לו תקנה אם הוא מסחרית ומסחנן לפני המוקים ברוך הוא כנעל. And on the other hand, we say there is a it is possible to fix even this if he shows real sincere regret. And he pleads, he begs Hashem, ukemuva, as is brought in Sforim, Hine zeh hurak chesed chinam melefon av yisborach sheikabu b'tshuva. So we see al pidin, according to justice, the Torah, which is justice, the Torah says you're out. The Torah says three strikes, you're out. Finished. Boom. It's the end. So min adin, this person has no opening. This person's only chance of getting in is through chesed. He needs chesed chinam of Hashem. Shekabel b'tshuva mishenoi roi lekabel, that Hashem should be willing to accept this person back in tshuva, this person who doesn't really deserve to be taken back. Vezehu bi'atzmoi tikunoi, and that itself, that's the person's tikun. Ki kishezoiche lo'ore rachme Hashem yizborachol lekabel b'tshuva, because when this person is able to bring forth from Hashem a level of kindness, when he's able to touch Hashem's heart in a big way, and to get Hashem to be willing to be charitable to him, al pi mishpat, you don't deserve anything. I don't owe you anything. But kindness, there's this oitzar matnas chinam, there's this place, this of freebies, where we have gifts for people who don't deserve anything, people who don't have any cash, they can't buy anything, they don't deserve anything. We have a place where we give things out for free. Nimtza shehu ma'orer u'megale chesed chodosh legamri mashaloi hoya me'olam. So this person, with his tears and with his begging Hashem, he brings forth a new kindness from Hashem that wasn't there before. Before, it's said clearly in the Torah that such a person is finished. He's out. And this person, through his intense tshuva, through his tefillah, was able to bring forth a new chesed from Hashem. Ki achesed asher me'olam einoi niten lechaper loy. Because the standard chesed that was in the world until now isn't enough to help this guy. Me'achar she'ein mo'eloi tshuva, because the Gemara says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, tshuva doesn't help. So tshuva is asking for chesed. It says that for this guy, chesed doesn't work. Elamai, ki ma she'mo'el tshuva lekol hachatoim hurak mitzad chesed. Because the fact that tshuva does help for all regular sins, that's an example of Hashem's kindness. K'mo Yishar HaMazal, as the Medrash says in the Yalkut Shimoni, Shoalu l'midas hadin, they asked midas hadin, if a person commits a sin, is there any way to repair it? He said, no, definitely not. Then they went to the midas hachesed, and the midas hachesed said, no, yeah, from here it's possible. U'me'achar shelozeh ein mo'il tshuva, however, this guy, about whom the Torah writes that he's the exception to the rule, that for him, regular tshuva does not help, nimtza, shehachesed asher me'olam, that the chesed which already exists in the world, shehu mechayev sheyoyel tshuva lechol hachatoim, which makes it that tshuva should yes help for all other sins, einoi mo'eloi. This guy doesn't work for him. Me'achar she'amru she'ein mo'eloi tshuva, since the Torah writes clearly that he's the exception to the rule, that by him tshuva does not help. That statement is written clearly in the Torah. U'be'emes kach ro'eloi. Now again, the truth is, the fact is, he deserves that. That's what he really deserves. He deserves to be kept out. Me'achar she'pogam b'hanakuda, because he blew up his own source. He destroyed the source. A person who bites the hand that's feeding him, you ain't going to feed that guy again, right? So if he destroyed his source, the place from which he receives spiritual life, v'hanakuda hu oir hachesed. And we said before that the nekuda, this nekuda that's found by bris, is really oir hachesed. U'me'achar she'pogam bo'er ha'chesed ein lo tshuva. So if this guy messed that up, so he showed that he rejected chesed, so that's why the Torah writes about him that tshuva doesn't help. Kisham pogam, because he messed up right over there in that area. Al kein, therefore, kishashem yisborach roitze l'rachim olav, when Hashem wants to show rachmanis on this guy, Hu oise imoi chesed chodosh shalohoya meoilam. Hashem has to introduce a new chesed that wasn't there before. Hashem has to introduce new chesed. Because the standard chesed that's in the world at this point, the Torah is also chesed. The Torah says, this guy's out. So Hashem has to bring a new chesed into the equation. Ki ato hu yisborach mechadesh chazdoi lesaken velimchoil afilu al zeh ovoin gamkein. In order to be able to correct and forgive the person for this sin, this requires a whole new chesed. V'zehu ikar tikunai. And that's why this is the person's whole solution. This is his tikun. Me'achar she'ato behechrich nimshach chesed chodesh kanal. Because as a result of his tshuva, as a result of his tears and his doing everything, he forced Hashem to bring a new chesed into the world. V'yedezeh nistakein. Through that, he gets his tikkun, ki choizer lekabel nekudo chadosho al yedei chesed chodosh. He created a new faucet, a new pipe, mamish, that's bringing this new chesed. Ki hanekudo hu chesed kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, that nekuda, that light that's found by the bris, by yisoid, is actually chesed. It's the shvira sakelim of chesed that dropped down to yisoid. So once he messed that up, and because this person through his tefillah was able, through his akshonus, he didn't give up, he didn't leave. He kept banging on that door until they let him in. And again, with the help of the tzaddik hador, with the help of the great tzaddikim, that's what makes it possible for this person now to connect again to the nekuda, which is chesed, v'zehu tikunai, and that's his tikkun. And Rav Nosson Zal adds the words v'hovein, understand, meaning that he's saying something very deep here. We're talking about very delicate things. Imagine a person has gone so far that the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's no tshuva. That's a very serious kind of thing. And yet we see other sforim that are saying, what's going on here? Is it a contradiction? The answer is both are right. Part of this person's tshuva is that they put up a sign saying, keep out. He's got to read that sign and it's got to kill him. It's got to crush him. And if this says crush and therefore I'm giving up, I'm walking out, then chas v'shalom, tough luck. But if this person says, can't be. Hashem is so big, can't be anything that Hashem can't fix. There's no such thing. There's no such thing that Hashem can't fix and that tzaddikim can't fix. But it says that's I don't care. I don't understand it. I don't understand. If the tzaddikim say that it can't, I'm going with them. They know better than me what it says. What it says, person could think he knows what it says. He doesn't know anything. And lahavdil, you see this in the physical world. Here in Israel, they don't live, in Israel, money doesn't work. The only thing that works here is protects you. You have a place where they say, you can't. They say, you can't. I mean, I can't. This guy calls up, oh, of course, we'll take, we in this bank, we don't accept that you don't have this and this. Oh, you don't accept, you're sure I can't come, okay. Next, the guy shows up. Oh, Mr. So-and-so, yes, we're happy to have your account. No problem. Please, just sign over here, sign over there. What is that? The answer is that's a lawyer. That's a lawyer. That's a mail. It's called protexia. And the answer is, the Gemara says, that malchusa da'ara ken malchusa da'rakia. That in heaven, things resemble what goes on here on earth. You have a Gemara. This Acher, we just spoke about Acher. The worst of the worst, right? The Gemara says that when Acher died, they had a big problem in heaven. He had spent a major part of his life as a Tana, one of the leading rabbis in Klal Yisrael at that time, meaning he was on a level to do Tchiyas HaMeisim, all kinds of things. And then he switched, he became an Apikoiris. So the Gemara says he died. They couldn't put him into Gan Eden. They couldn't put him into Gehenim. So where does he go? Nowhere. The Gemara says he was stuck. He was stuck in nowhere, can't go anywhere. For how long? For eternity, period. That's the deal. He's out. So the Gemara says that that Rabbi Meir, his student, became aware of this, and he said, I ain't going to let this stay like this. He said, you're going to see when I pass away, you're going to see smoke coming from the grave of my rabbi, from Acher's grave, and that's going to be a sign that I succeeded in getting him into Gehenna. I succeeded in getting my rabbi into Gehenna. That's what the smoke is going to show. That's called success, and that is success. Because in Gehenna, there's a time, 12 months, 12 years, whatever it is, and then the person's cleansed. Where he is now, there's no time, period. He's stuck permanently. So the Gemara says, the Gemara writes this in Chagiga, that sure enough, when Rabbi Meir passed away, they saw smoke coming from Acher's grave, and they saw that he kept his word, that Rabbi Meir went up there and did whatever had to be done to arrange a seat for Acher in Gehenna. He got him into Gehenna. And this went on for a period of time, that people would go by the cemetery, they'd see smoke coming up there. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, who was the chief rabbi at that time, said, hold on a second. He was one of our chevra, he was one of our guys. The whole world is seeing this, everybody's seeing smoke coming up from his grave. That's a tremendous insult to all the rabbis, you know, that we're just going to leave it like this. He said, you're going to see when I pass away, the smoke is going to stop coming from his grave, and that's going to show that I got him into Gan Eden. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, the smoke stopped, and when they eulogized him, when they were maspid Rabbi Yochanan, they said the guards at the gate of Gehenna knew not to get in his way. In other words, when Rabbi Yochanan showed up and said, you see the guy over there in the third row, the fourth seat? He's coming out. He's leaving now. What do you mean he's leaving? He's registered here. He's got to be here. I say he's out. This is what the Gemara says. What about the fact that the same Gemara says that once a person passes away, there's no tshuva? You can't, b'meisim chofshi. You can't, a person passes away, it's over, right? Wrong. It is over. Person himself can't. But a tzaddik of that caliber, Rabban Yochanan, who is the tzaddik hador, he can walk in and say, you see that guy? He's with me. He's with me. Where, if I'm here, he goes wherever I go. But it says in the heavenly psak, it says right here, he belongs here. I know what it says. I don't care. This is what the Gemara says, that a tzaddik has that level of authority that he can give the person a new nekuda, give the person a new nekuda that can shine. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ikr zeh hatikin b'shleimus. Now, who's going to be the tzaddik that's going to repair this totally, that's going to fix all of this completely? Churak alidei Moshiach, sheyovoi b'mher b'yameinu, is going to be only Moshiach. Moshiach is going to be the one to make the final, total repair. Ki Moshiach yovoi lesakein zeh hachet b'yoyser, kemuva b'sforim. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Hasidus emphasize that the main thing that Moshiach is going to be coming to the world to repair is this issue, Pegama Bris. Just like that's the main thing that caused us to be exiled, the main thing that causes Golos is this sin, so too the main thing that the repair is going to be in this issue, just like we say every day, Uvo Letzioin Goyel, Uleshove Fesha Beyakov, Num Hashem, Vanizo is brisi. The bris, that's the main thing. That's going to be his main job. Just like we say in the paragraph in Shmon Esrei, Tika b'shofar godol l'cheruseinu, we ask Hashem to sound the great shofar, which will herald our freedom. We're going to be out of exile. V'sones l'kabetz goliyoseinu, and Hashem lift up the flag to gather in all the exiles. The kapzenu yachad me'arba kanfo esoros, and gather us all in. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that's the gathering in of all of these droplets, all the seed that's been wasted. That's what it's talking about, gathering in. They bring the names of Hashem that are found there that show that it's referring to this item. Rav Nosson Zal says, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, unefutzois Yehuda yekabetz, that Moshiach is going to be the one to gather up all those that are spread out, all the things that are spread out, the Nefutzos Yehuda, Sheikabetz Kol Hanidochim VaHanevzorim BeArba Kanfos Oretz. He's going to gather up all the neshamos and all the sparks of holiness that are spread out in all four corners of the world. Shezehu tikkun inyan zeh kamuva. The Sifrei Kabbalah, Zohar Kodesh writes that that's referring to this sin. It's referring to all the seed that's spilled in all the different places. Ki Moshiach hu bechinas oyer hachesed hachodosh hamesakin hakoil. Because Moshiach is one big unit of this new chesed we're talking about. We said here when a person commits this sin, he needs new chesed to be introduced. Moshiach is that oyer hachesed hachodosh. Bebechinas, as we say in Berkas Hamazon, v'oise chesed lemeshichoi. That Hashem creates chesed. There's a new chesed going to be created for Moshiach. V'ze bechinas uvo letzion goyel uleshovei fesha biyakov. Uleshovei fesha daiko shehem hashovim al chet hanal shenikro yildei pesha zera sheker. The Pasuk says clearly in Yeshaya Novi that this sin specifically is referred to as pesha and sheker, yildei, children. You know, it's those that are produced from pesha and zera sheker, a false kind of seed. Ukamay shekosu bekavonos. And as it's written in the writings of the Arizal, shemikra zeh medaber betikin inyan zeh. That posik in Yeshaya Novi, that posik and the posik on the Futsa Yisudaka, these psukim are all referring specifically to this sin. Specifically to this sinion of Moitzi Zera Levatola Chas Vishon. Velohem Daiko Yovoy Hagoyel Tzedek. And it's especially for them that Moshiach is coming. He's going to be the one who's going to be in the best position to repair that. Ki kol tikunam al yodoy daika kanal. Because their whole tikun is dependent on Moshiach, who is this chesed chodosh. Ukishayovoy v'yisaknem. And when Moshiach will come and he will repair them, oz yachzor v'yor bohem hanekuda shehi klula migimel nekuda iskanal. When he will repair, then he'll repair the nekuda, which is part this nekuda, which is actually a composite of three nekudais, we said. You know, the tzaddik, the kloli, and the individual. V'zehu, this is why the pasuk says there, look what it says. Uvo letzion goyel, remember, u'leshav hesha, v'aniza isprisyom Hashem, ruchi asher samti olecha, u'dvore asher samti beficha, u'pi zaracha, u'pi zera zaracha. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Udvor Hashem Samti Beficha Hayinu Bechinas Hanekuda Sheira Eitzel Bris Sholot." It says the words that I have placed in your mouth, that refers to that nekuda that's found by the Bris Sholim, which we said broadcasts via the mouth. Sheshom Bechinas Ruach Hakodesh. That's where the Ruach Hakodesh comes from. The Ruach of Kedusha comes from the bris, it originates from the bris, and it's broadcasted through the mouth. K'may shekosav Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, v'zehu u'devorai asher samti beficha. Hashem says, my words, which I have placed in your mouth. That's this Ruach HaKodesh. Ki hu mizgale bepekanal. Because we said this nekuda, this special holiness, is revealed only through the mouth, through the malchus. Lo yamushu mi picha, umi pi zaracha, umi pi zera zaracha. Note the pasuk lists three levels here. Hainu, bechinas gimel nekudos, shem bechinas roish, toich and soif kanal. The pasuk mentions three levels: grandparent, parent, and son, which is roish, top, middle, and end. Shem bechinas gimel madregos, me'ov leben, uleben haben. Shekol echot mekabel min ho'elyoin, each one receives from the one above him, the elyoin me'elyoin. Shekol hagimel nekudos kshuroi zu bezu, because all three of these are connected to each other. V'chulam yo'iru v'yizgalu al yedei Moshiach. And all of them will shine, all of them will really shine through Moshiach. V'zehu omar Hashem me'ato v'yadoilam. Hashem says, from now until eternity. Ki geula achroina hi lo ilam voed, because the final geula is going to be until eternity. That's going to be ad olam. V'zeh shoyim remachar kach kedusha de sidra, and this is why right after that, what do we say? Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvokos, right? Dehainu gimel kedushos, שהם גם כן בחינס הנקודה שכלולה מגימל נקודה איס. One or two additional points here that are very, very important. My Rebbe Zichron Avracha, Rav Rosenfeld, we know that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the top, top time of tshuva. Those are the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It starts with Rosh Hashanah and finishes on Yom Kippur. In the Shmone Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that's where we blow shofar, and that's the longest tefillah of the year. The Shmone Esrei of Rosh Hashanah is a biggie. Pages and pages with Oleinu and all. Everything, it's got everything in it. One of the things it has in it is the paragraph that we recite also on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, where we say, Umipnei chato'enu golinu me'artzenu. Because of our sins, we were evicted from the land. V'nisrachaknu me'al admosenu, v'nanachnu yichayim v'kat. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, etc. In many machzorim, in most machzorim, they have a tefillah there on bottom of the page. They have a tefillah from the Chidozal, that the Chidozal says, I didn't write this. This is from the Kadmoinim. This is from way, way earlier rabbis. A tefillah that's all about this topic, that says, where I'm asking Hashem to forgive me for the most important sin, which is what drove the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael, v'chula, v'chula, this sinyan. And there he mentions the names of Hashem that are related to it, the etc., etc. I remember watching my rabbi during the Shmona, this is when the Chazan would say the repetition, it says, he would cover his head with the talus completely and recite that tefillah. Science says, while the Chazan is saying the Mepnei Chataenu, to say this tefillah along with him, that we're showing that we recognize, we realize that this is the most important, this is Koilel everything. This is, and we're asking Hashem to forgive us for anything we did wrong in this area, you know, to be corrected, rectified through the Chazoras Hashatz, the Chazan Sein Bechdenu, and us reciting alongside that special tefillah. There's a lot more to say about this. This will come up again in Likutei Halachos in many places, and we'll try to fill it in. Hold it over here.